Nolte, White House sues to mask air travelers, attends maskless correspondents' dinner. By John Nolte on April 28, 2022. White House Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg went the full word salad when asked to explain why the same White House attending the maskless White House correspondents' dinner is currently suing to force air, train, and bus travelers to wear masks. The grilling, conducted by Fox News's Brett Beyer, was in bounds, but because Democrats are not used to being challenged by the media, the normally slick Buttigieg looked like a deer in the headlights. Gee, Pete, why is the Biden White House okay with 2,000 of America's wretched elite packing together in a hotel ballroom and not okay with everyday Americans being allowed to travel without those dirty, anti-science masks strapped across their face? Here was my favorite part of his answer. Most of us understand the difference between a hotel ballroom and an airplane. Do we? Because I don't. Oh, wait, I actually do know the difference. Unlike hotel ballrooms, airplanes have top-shelf air filtering systems. But that's not what Buttigieg meant about the difference, because that difference is an argument for why 2,000 of America's wretched elite should be masked and not air travelers. Here's what you won't find in that stuffy, sweaty, super-spreader ballroom. HEPA, high-efficiency particulate air filters were introduced on board aircraft to ensure the required level of cabin air quality and provide excellent standards of protection against dust, fibers, allergens and microbes. Microbes includes viruses and bacteria. More recently, Pall Aerospace also introduced the ACAF, Advanced Cabin Air Filter, a combined HEPA/carbon filter that removes odors and volatile organic compounds, VOCs, that may be present from engine oil/oil degradation, ingestion of de-icing fluids or hydraulic fluids, etc. Buttigieg argues the White House is suing for a loftier reason: to ensure the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has the authority to force Americans in masks. Think about that. The White House is suing to grant unelected bureaucrats the power to force us to wear something against our will. That is nothing short of fascism. And let's not forget this rather important point. The CDC wants to force everyday Americans to wear masks. But, as far as I know, this same CDC has not said one word, not even a recommendation, about masking up at the White House correspondents' dinner. Why is that? Why is the CDC mum on our wretched elites packing together while trying to persecute the rest of us with those dirty, anti-science masks? CDC defenders might say, the CDC doesn't have the authority to tell a Washington, D.C. hotel what to do. Exactly. The CDC doesn't have the authority. According to a federal judge, the CDC also doesn't have the authority to tell airline passengers to wear a mask. But what authority is the CDC suing to obtain? See my point? Gee, maybe this isn't really all about public health. Maybe it's more about control and bullying and persecution. Just tossing that out there. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.